Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, good afternoon to you, or good morning, good evening, whatever is the time on your geography. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio, and this is the show, Cosmic Philosopher. And my name is Tim Aldred, and glad to be here another day. And my friend, I am glad that I have gotten out of the world and civilized delusion. I'm very happy about that because I live, so much of my life and kept in the darkness. And, your good friend, not my good friend. I mean, if it's your, they are your good friends. The white people. The white people who do not deal with the truth about human existence. They don't have nothing to do with the truth about it. They have to do with themselves and all the criminal acts that they do, being that they don't have a creation apart from what world history says about white people and who they are, right? It is time to trash white people with history. And they just can't stop that. Oh, by the way, before I ever, I don't want to goof up on this, because I have already make mention of something that I would like you to remember yourself. Because what is in my mind right now is the chronology of human existence. You know, we know the major thing we ought to have in mind is the planet Earth, right? Which constitute the Earth is one of the planets within the solar system, right? Yes. And if we are not confused about the planetary life and the zodiac calendar, right? The zodiac and what we call the solar calendar. If we understand all that, then we don't make anybody fool us about things like what the Bible has to say. All right? So my thinking that I came in with and sat down is the entire, you know, or the whole making of the solar system, this Earth that we are living on, what the Earth means, what it means to us, it means life, existence. That's what the Earth represents. And remember, the Earth does not exist all by itself. It is tucked into its own orbit and not standing still like the people who believe into the flat Earth think that, oh, the Earth doesn't move and all that. Doesn't make any sense. Don't make any sense to even waste your time beyond what may be reasonable to allotted to, you know, some attention to what people who think the Earth is flat, like a football field. You know, we have to pay attention to everything, really, to have a sound sense of everything. So what I'm trying to say is that the confusion that I grew up with in church and the belief system into the whole bunch of uncivilized, non-existent ideas that is preached in church, that when you start to read seriously any issue at all, you will find out that the Bible is not telling you a real creation. If you start to read with your mind objective, you're honest, and you are willing to give your honesty, your respect to what you read, and you come to find out, oh, but there is nothing else like this. You decide to follow what you see as a realistic fact that you should use to follow that fact. Because if you cannot see anything else to be fact, after you put everything together, then why should you follow what your conscience, your mind, don't affirm? Doesn't make any sense. All right. What I wanted to talk about as, you know, as a little preface today is about the chronology of the human civilized existence that can be summarized in, you know, like, not take a hour. You don't have to take an hour or even half an hour to, like, you know, break it down chronologically and screen out all the foolishness, all the confusion that affects us, and especially when we grow up into church and we believe everything according to, you know, I mean, Adam and Eve, you know, was created in a garden, but not many people realize that the name of the, that they talk about the garden, right? They call it, yes, Adam and Eve in the garden. They don't tell us where that garden is. And that's a flaw that you cannot amend. Because everything that the Bible, everything physical that the Bible talks about, and they know that if they say God made these trees and made the ocean, they know that we are going to see these things. And the Bible people, in this instance, not everything else, but just this what I'm talking about, they know that the only job they have to do is to get us to believe that God made the trees and he made the ocean. We will see them and we will look at the wonder of it, and we don't know of anybody else to make it but God. Now, once they get us accept that, it's not a knowledge, because it has a gap that we will not see the direct connection between God and the tree. Okay, the tree is physical, but we can't see the physical connection between the tree and God because there is no God. And for us to have a God in this, to think that God caused the trees to grow, is to believe that, because we don't see God planting the tree. And you probably said, oh, but I mean, what are you saying? Why should we look to see God, I mean, plant the tree and make it grow? Why we have to go there? We are talking about, I am talking about whenever we know something from when we only assume it is. And how many times have you been taken down into some issues? Because what? You only believe in the issue and the physical element of what that issue contains. You don't have a physical knowledge of that stuff. But whoever got you introduced to the idea of a possible something, you did not get there to see that the thing happened the way you are told. So is the Bible. when it says we are to believe in God and, you know, and that God make Adam and Eve in a garden and defined the garden in a way that you can sense confidence, you know, worthy for you to place in what the Bible says. Think about this, that other things that is said about God, and God did not show up in a spirit form. They are stating it a physical thing, that God come from heaven in a chariot and talk to people like Moses and his two siblings, and talk to them in human way. What I'm saying now is that we believe in the Bible, and we believe into all kinds of things that they attribute to God in the Bible. But considering that the Bible is just like, say, 2,000 years old, and the world of civilized people been here in human form 200,000 years. Beyond that, civilization existed in South Africa, but not in human form, where you could go beyond 200,000 years ago. Where could you find anything like human? The hominids, who've been here like some 3.5-4 million years ago, according to the science world history textbook. Listen, it is important that we tune out all of the garbage, the foolishness, and give our respect history, the record of the past. Because if you want, the only people who don't want to deal with history as record of the past is the white people. And they have reason why. I mean, serious reason why. In as much that you should not pass up the opportunity to look at the history of the past. And I can just warn you and let you be aware, if you don't know, that my reading of the World History Textbook, National Geographic edition at this time, you can read other edition, because world history is world history, even if they say things in little different ways, but they cover virtually the same issues. Okay? World history, a record of the past, of people who live in the past. If you don't go by that, then you're not going by, you cannot be like the people of the past, who flesh and blood begot offspring like us. Now, if we are not like the offspring before our time, how can we be like them if we do not know and do things like they do? Because we cannot reinvent them on the tendencies that, you know, they come with. We can't make a different tendency. We're born out of the womb just like they did. So, all right, let's come on back to what I am trying to say to you. If you're somebody who is running away from confusion of the world and you want to consolidate yourself based on the proper learning of human existence, you don't want to deal with other type of animals or nothing like that. You want to adapt and take on the record that tells us about who we are, right? And what we must follow in life. Cool? Now, the whole thing comes down to knowing that there was a time before 3.5 to 4 million years ago. I mean, it's billions of years on Earth. This Earth was here and everything like that. And there was no human-like creatures that evolved prior to when we read of the hominid of 4 to 3.5 million years ago. They were the first to evolve on Earth. So Earth is a special place. So don't take it for granted. Earth, as far as even these modern scientists are talking, they don't talk like they know. Earth has been a planet with a history that's going back in time a few billion years. Earth has a history. Earth belonged to another planet, right? And was cleaved off because of a cosmic collision, right? And when you read the Bible, the Bible writers acknowledge that history, but not to us who read the Bible today. When we read the Bible today in Genesis creation story, all we are going to see concerning that history, and God divide the waters from the waters, that's about what you're going to get. Now, that surely not representing the history of the earth. How can you? Or there's a whole bunch of false, you know, ideas that we are construing when you read that, and if you don't get a proper explanation of it, the real history of it. All right. So how did hominid come to evolve? That is a history for us to know. Opening up a little window there for you. That when the time comes, I mean, you yourself could do some research to find out, you know, what I touch on there about the Earth as a history and what, you know, the ocean that is we see here. Why Earth as an ocean? And then the next step is, how is it that I just read an article today that NASA, and remember, when you hear NASA, you hear sodomites. Really? Because who are NASA? Who are the people behind NASA except white sodomite men? Okay? They will come and destroy every African settlement and take it over for themselves and say it's theirs. You think they are just doing it? There's a history to white people too that we don't know. So all the things we see they are doing and the government that they're having and stuff like that, and they are in control, there's a history for that to tell us exactly what we are looking at and what we are going through. Yeah. We need to know. All right. So I wanted to tell you briefly, a brief part of the show, give you let's say a little analysis and a little a little review, and to get a sense of what is civilization, contrary to the uncivilized so-called government establishment. So something happened that causes us to be reading things, and of course, it is factual, but we can't make no sense of it. But one book we are reading, and we don't know anything what we are reading. We don't understand what we're reading, but we believe it. Now, there's hardly anything else that we read and believe like we do the Bible. And although the Bible is not making any sense about Adam and Eve in a garden, although you read in a newspaper, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics, and Catholics do not associate with religion. Did you know that? Because religion, unlike what we hear a lot of times, people call church religion and say, I belong to this religion, but they're talking about a denomination of church. And it's something African people must learn. We do not belong to church. And go under the BC era, you don't find African ethnic people under a church. It's always religion. I assure you, if you have been like me in church, like I'm in there like about 7 years of age, you know, I've heard a lot of people talk things about when they were 7 years of age. It reminds me of me wanting to be a Christian in the church at age 7 and didn't know a peanut shell what I'm talking about. Okay? Now, the fact that we are not learned in the knowledge of the world's history and we come up into church, we have not been in good hands at all. And we need to be aware of the need to read our history, and that history is not something that prehistory about us as civilized human beings is not something written by what they call modern history. No. You cannot get a sense of yourself if you are an African person, ethnic body of people. If you know yourself to be that your ancestors originated in Africa, not in Jamaica, not in other, you know, islands around, no other country but Africa. Africa is the continent of life. So, what I am aiming at right now, obliterate confusion of different ideas. If indeed you cannot settle directly for the knowledge of the ancient history, mean going back into prehistory, you're done. You will never really understand yourself because you don't understand the information of history. And you take history and, you know, put it at the back, you know, out there in your garage or something like that. And you don't think it should be first priority is to understand the world, understand people. If that is not your knowledge, I'm regrettable, but it is the fact of the issue that I have been through. And once I miss the time when I should know certain things about the world, and I didn't, once that time passed, you probably have one option. And if you can find another option, well, go find it. But the option that I'm talking about, the you need to know, and the time when you should have been taught that is gone. But you still have time. You have the present to still revert back to information that tells you about the past that you should have known and is now, is not parent or school or tell you now, is that you're going to have to read to know it. And the fact is, if you don't choose to know it, you will live and die. And you probably live and die and just think that, oh, you trust in the Lord and in God and stuff. But you won't know who, what God is or what Jesus is. So whatever you see written in the Bible, which is written by nothing more than Sodomite that you read about in Genesis 18 or 19 about Sodomite and Lot and what Sodomite wanted to do with Lot's visitors. It's the white people that we are dealing with today and said they are ruling the world. White people cannot rule the world, never will. You get that? Because they are the ones writing the Bible. And what I want to point out to you is that history is for how long? We are talking about some humanitarian, you know, the first humankind of creature to come upon the planet. Who is that? You have to go to that point in order to understand what happened afterward. So if you don't go back to 4 million or 3 million, 3.5 million years ago when the first humanoid evolved. And I was touching on why the humanoid ape-like human began, right? So there is more behind all these information for us to know. Goes deep into prehistory. I mean, way, way, way into prehistory. But we have prehistory closer to us that the information is there. But if you don't think it important to search out and find out, you won't know how this information about Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. You wouldn't know much at all as to why that happened. How do we have a Pope anyway? You won't know none of that. It takes a lot to drive out the confusion out of our brain. People who grow up and introduced to church by our parents and everybody else around us. Now, I am able to kill the confusion because I come to find out. Okay? And if you think that we don't have all the knowledge to know, that's not true. There's more for us to know than we already know. And you see, after we get, you know, not even halfway, we'll find out what we never thought was there for us to know. However, if you keep on, or if we keep on believing the things that we have learned in the Bible and just find it irrefutable without we prove that, you know, believing in a God that you keep on finding a lot of problem with God, but you cannot say that because you have a conviction that this God that you believe in is true. You know, but what if you start to read about the world and the people who lived long ago, who they were, and you begin to classify things, it will be a complete different thing. Inasmuch that the situation that African people are in right now, over the past, say, 2,600 years, coming on to A.D. Anno Domini. A.D. Anno Domini is not something for African people. White people, government, and ruling over. It's a shame. It is a shame. Now, I can talk bold and without any doubt at all when I tell you that A.D. Anadamani, white man, so-called government, is something they did after they interbreed with our species. Just get it right. They are hominid. They don't talk. Hominids don't talk. So the white people that you see today is after they transform themselves and you talk it by their own kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. Teaching part of it is it don't pertain to them. But they have reconstructionist teaching mean Christianity. They invented Christianity. And we African are prone to not accept that. But I was in the church too from I was age 7. And go through my, you know, my early 20s until I am over 50. It took a while before things happened in my head. And when I was ready to learn, because I was not prone to learn things like what prehistory tells us, because that is not in the Bible. Whenever the Bible talks about prehistory, it does not speak. It neither speak for them, African people. And you might not know that the Bible is not really written for white people, because if they thought it was written for white people, like they think it is written for, they write it for the African people. They would try order to treat the African people better than they do. But they don't write the Bible with the idea of thinking that it is for them. The Bible is for us. But by reason of going out with what their plan, they have to make it seem like it include them. But how are we to think that the Bible include them when the history says they are hominid? They don't talk. Their species is not a talking species. So therefore, they all die and their offspring continue, right? Or eventually, they all died out. What happened is that they are talking today. But there is a history to tell you why they are talking, because clearly, as I see it and I can tell you, they did not talk. Let's say after like 3 million years, and I have the chronology, the sequence of where this species originate, the only species, hominid, and they have offspring, subgroups, you see, coming out from the earliest of the hominid, ape-like man, walk upright. That's what it is. Now, you get any white people now and put that question to them and see what they do with it. I mean, but you can't be soft-soap, though. You have to be articulate. not saying that I am all that articulate, but I try. I keep my eye, my focus on what I understand words mean, and when I'm using those words, if somebody should tell me that, hey, I don't think you're right about that, I'll stop and listen to see how they will work out my error. That's the way I am. Okay, so, you know, I'm not like nailing down anything and possibly wrong and not open up to somebody say, hey, you need to take this up and, you know, you need to fix that because of such and such and such. You know what I mean? If you prove to me, you know, I tell you what, I take the correction and move in the right direction, at least to adjust what I'm doing with it. Adjust it to the proper order. You see what I'm saying? All right, I'm fair. I'm fair about this. I'm not fanatical. I mean, for somebody to think that I am not trustworthy or anything like that, right? I want, you know, to find the information that tells all of us as civilized people to who we are and what our life is, right? So if you read the World History textbook, it doesn't speak of white people as civilized people, because like I said, the world history just tells us. They don't want us to think that is true. They want us to think the Bible is true. Imagine that. That's ridiculous. I mean, not simple ridiculous. Not just simple ridiculous. You will not find white people that comes from hominid species. You will not find them as civilized people in the World History textbook. What does it tell you? But you read about the civilization that the gods created for mankind, who came out of the villages, and first human civilization is in Mesopotamia in summer, right? Now, how can world history tell us about African hybrid ethnic people to be civilized human beings? It means then that the white people that come from Homo erectus, a subgroup of the hominids, they are second development human that come from ape-like man walking upright. They are who the world history tells you clearly never spoke a language. And the history follow them clearly and succinctly. Africa, where they originated, they spent like about 2 million years in Africa until they find a way to make good stone tools. The earlier ones make some kind of a stone tool, but, you know, of course, you know, their first try, you know, it was not as good as two million years later. I mean, 2 million years later, you know, but hey, better to be late than never. But it was still stone tools. It doesn't matter what these white people out there saying to us are doing right now. Legal jurisdiction is what counts in all of what I am saying, because who make law on earth and make it for human being? Didn't the law that was first created on earth was not created for white people? How did they come? How did white people come to know something about law and government? How did they know? I have the history here that tells how civilization came about the first time and how that it was not a civilization that includes white people, Europeans. who left from Africa and go to Europe 1.5 million years ago. No matter how you twist and turn this, they say one thing outside of the World History Textbook. I don't talk outside of the History Textbook because I don't have anything that I'm offering anybody. Okay? But the white people, they have something. Oh, definitely so. And look at what they do. Go around and kill the black people. Isn't that what they do? Yes, that's what they do. Do they know anything about the real history of the world then? And do you see a reason why the World History Textbook doesn't carry them as a civilized creature? They are not civilized creature. Even though they are talking and talking about they're ruling the world and all that, go to Africa and ask the government them over there. 54 different, I guess, governor are over in Africa. Go over there, call them up, and you ask them, how did these white people come to talk? Ask them, because they are keeping some secret too about these white people. All right, but the point is, right here where we are, any part on the planet, if we read well enough and understand what the history says, well, if it tells us everything, we don't need to ask Africa nothing, because right here we are under the government that has been put here and not under no AD and a Domini fucking ass shit, because that's what the Constitution is. They're talking about the United States Constitution in the United States. This is the United States. The United States is fucking ass. And if you listen to the essence of what I am saying, you shouldn't have no problem understanding that you too obligate to read the history and know. You see, and stop following these fucking ass so-called modern scientists and scholars that are sodomites, cannot qualify to be a civilized human being. It doesn't matter what university they said they are teaching at. Okay? And as you know, today we have African university, different from white people university. Why are we having that in our African territory? Why? Something got wrong, right? Something went wrong. But it's all connected to how does the uncivilized hominin species, how did they come to talk? Since they go up into Europe, do you know? It's easy to deal with. They go up there 1.5 million years ago, when the history says their only asset when it comes to, like, you know, faculty. Today we know civilized people are only known to be people with a mixed blood, and it's not from hominins. It's not from hominin species. The hybrid people come from wise sapien, the blood of the Elohim. And it doesn't say it was a sexual thing that created us between the wise sapien and the gods, the Elohim. It was not a sexual thing. Now, why is it that we don't know this history and it exists as the only history that is certified throughout the world, throughout several, hundreds of thousands of civilizations. And who started civilization? It wasn't us, it's the gods who created us. Not an evolutionary thing that create white people. White people, the world is, not unless you want to believe the Bible of lies about how white people came to rule. If you want to believe the Bible, because only the Bible tell you that, it's not real history. It's not real history telling you that. It's so be that what prehistory covers, if you are to get to where civilized life began, you would come to find out and screen out the white people from being anybody important into playing any role in civilized life on Earth. But surely they were before civilization to mankind came. They were humankind that are coming out from ape-like mold looking. Okay? They are primates. They're chimpanzee. That's where they're coming from. So it's clear that white people are not they who you see talking today. They don't come from a talking species. Right? So when they come up, up to 2 million years in evolutionary existence, they left Africa because they wanted cooler place to live than in Africa. All right? So they go up into Europe. Well, that's what the history is saying. I'm telling you, I don't have any reason yet to differ from what it says. And so far, the world history textbook is neutral to everybody, whether you're civilized or uncivilized. The point is, if you're in, you're in, and if you're out, you're out. That's all there is to it. The point is, why should anybody have a problem with me when I say, look, if you decide to fight against us, who are hybrid people, we will set the tornadoes on you. And you know the reason why we would do it? Eh? I come around to the point, and I'm not done fully yet, but at this point, I can tell you at this juncture something that you have to think about. Today, white people take over the world. They take over the world after the gods establish the emergence of civilization, okay, into the Bronze Age era. A lot of things happen for the African hybrid ethnic people. It does not include white people. White people weren't talking yet, okay? They were still right where they went from out of Africa, okay? The catastrophe that happened within this period, African people don't know about it. And if they know anything about it, it's not enough for them to do anything about it, right? I read it, right? I have some legal knowledge, right? I graduate a paralegal. So reading things and understanding from a legal perspective does enhance the way a person does assess things for its value, legal knowledge. And that is what keeps people in line. If you tend to get bad, you have the law to take care of you, right? People are trained with the law to take care of you. Good or bad, you will reap. So what I want to tell you is, coming out of the Neolithic times, African people were largely living in villages. And the gods signed the life of the hybrid human being development in Africa. They created us. They put us out there after, of course, they didn't have any more work for us to do because they were here on a mission for a long, 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 long time. If you read and know about, you know, the pyramids and a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, my friends, you can see the evidence that clearly African people don't need to be depressed about anything, because where the world turned right now, our people in the past have a lot to do with it. We ought to just, you know, just put ourselves together and get back into the way we were. That's all we need to do. But guess what? These white people came in and they, you know, they carry out their criminal ways against us and take on knowledge of our civility, even to the point where they started to talk. But how they started to talk, we must all recognize that. We must first recognize that they are not a talking species, and we don't belong to their species. And the World History Textbook clearly say that. We don't come from the same species. Mean taxonomic law comes into play. Same kind of brain we have. We don't have theirs, but when they interbreed with us and we are the superior, they do draw something from us. We didn't, well, the only thing we draw from them is defilement of their blood, because their blood, you know, is something that is dangerous and dangerously uncivilized too, because they fuck on us. You see, and that is the, this is something that amalgamation don't work. And it's the reason why we are here today confused and don't know anything. And a lot of us don't want to know what. But, I mean, somebody like me would want to know this, because that's all I was as a Christian. I want to know. I want to know. And what I accepted, you know, as faith in Jesus Christ, is that's all my parents were about. They didn't know nothing else that second guess anything. You see what I mean? So, but the thing is, we are who we are, and some of us may hit and some of us may miss. You know, after all this time our ancestors did wrong, you know, some of us today may be too damaged to even think anything. And some of us talk to some people that I know, and they say they're too old now to bother with stuff like this. They are comfortable with the Bible sodomite teaching, you know, and, you know, some of the teaching are like, they talk about Songs of Solomon and King David and all them kind of thing. And you see a whole bunch of unmatched things that don't make no sense in the Bible. But a lot of things, we are not able to, like, find no fault with them, though. But there are others we can find fault with. So all we find fault with God's word, so we're going to yield and say, well, all right, we don't understand. God be true and all men be a liar. And in a lot of this problem, the church realized that, you know, they are more on the winning side with us, more on the losing side, because void of having a sense of history, you have to just deal with the amount of let's say, truth that we see in the Bible. You see, that is our strong point. Our weak point is we are taught to believe in things that we are not able to unravel. We cannot unravel it unless we go read our history. So these white people, They develop clever. But if we read the history, we will understand exactly where they come from and understand why they are not recorded in world history textbooks. Now listen to me. If you are not in a species given by the world history textbook here, you know, you're out of business. You're out of business. You're out of business legally and morally. White people will never be a civilized species to participate into civilized law, government and law. They never will. Okay? And I'm going to tell you the reason why we here today, and I in particular, know that we African people are not to run after these people and support what they do. Going back into the 60s, 50s, 60s, and the 70s, I mean, they really turn up the heat on the African people. And, you know, and tighten them up into confusion and where we are not able to unravel anything. You see, we have to stay put with our faith and belief in God, and he send the devil down to earth, that part of it, to is too wrong for anybody to make right. You know, God sent a devil down. I look under the symbol. But there are many other planets where God could send the devil. Why send him down on earth? And he is trying to nurse the human race here with Adam and Eve. You know what I mean? Why would he send the devil down here to cause a problem? That doesn't make any sense. That's a sodomite type of writing. You see what I mean? And they don't have enough clarity to know where, you know, that time will tell some things. And if you don't fix it right back there, you can't fix it right up here. And this is what is burning out, you know, that virtuous part of them that should protect themselves. And they make the worst enemies of the African people. And they don't realize that, hey, they know the gods exist. They know that we could not make civilization. They know that. They know a whole bunch of stuff. But guess what? They are more taken up with themselves and what they have achieved, you know, by their type of nature that they have. Yes, they want to fuck everybody else that they think. I mean, they have pleasure in sex, period. You know, I mean, because if you live in America and I mean, other places, you will see that European men, you know, would come around and if you're at a gas station and, you know, they would start looking at your front, you know, I guess to see if you have a big cocky or something like that. We understand them, right? But they don't understand us. They don't know it's a bad thing to be a sodomite. They think it's a good thing to be sodomite. Okay? Do you understand that? Yeah. Now, you see what happened in the Bible that they wrote, Genesis 18:19, right? And you see what they wrote about sodomite. Now, for them to move in and come live with us and say where we live is not theirs is to let you know something about these white people that you have here. And if you think these white people are not the same as other white people, then what separates them? Hello? What do you think separates some white people from the other? Are they the same culture? Just like you see, you know, stereotype. I mean, in the origin sense, I'm not talking about certain social habits are not like that. Not talking about that. That is not what the separation that matters. The separation is species. Do you know if you're of the same species? That's what's important. Then you decide, oh, you want to behave to members of your own species. Now, if you don't know that Chinese, every African ethnic people you know, you're of the same body, same species. Okay? And if anybody wants to tell you that Chinese evolve and all those kind of stuff, this is the game that the white people play. To confuse African hybrid people, the ethnic people, separate us, just like how they would call Mexico people different. You hear, you know what I mean? Like in boxing, they talk about the Mexican boxers. And as long as you live in Mexico, they call you Mexican. You know what I mean? Now, the name of a place has nothing to do with your blood. And any and anybody can come at the place that is called Mexico. And I tell you what, Mexico is not your blood. All kind of people. Now, if you are people who live in Mexico, as long as Mexico is occupied by people, if you are the original people who live there, I could even kind of see that they say, it's a, that's a Mexican or something like that. But when you have people come and go in a place and start calling themselves by that place, I mean, how does anybody identify you different from, you know, some other people? You see what I mean? And when you give a person the name of a place and say, this is where you're from, like, I'm Jamaican, what do you know about me? Except you can guess about, if you know some people are about Jamaican in general, you may have an idea and say, oh, you're Jamaican, you're Jamaican. You know what I mean? But Jamaica is not my blood. You know what I mean? And the thing is, what if I come from Haiti? You know what I mean? Another, you know, or say, I breed blood from Haiti. We are the same. And Haiti doesn't change me except in some social way where people may develop some social ways or habits by being at a certain location for a long time. Yes, that is true. But I am saying, if you tell me you're Asian, you know, I mean, I don't know specifically exactly what you mean except that you live in Haiti. You know what I mean? So giving to details and really what makes connection from disconnection, that's all I am emphasizing and talking about. So I want to tell you the reason why now ethnic people should not be living and following white people government. We doing that because what? We are sold out. We don't have a government of our own. And these people come along and offering some way for you to travel and stuff like that. And that's a way of getting us into the rabbit hole. And it's hard to come out of that. Right? So now we are using a substitute government, which is in violation to our existence. Because how can we use white people government when, first of all, they have no authentic government to do what they are doing? And that's a fact. And if you want to argue with me and show me where I am wrong at. You know what I mean? I would have a hard time to resist a shallow account of what is proper jurisdiction. Any people that come from any geography. If I don't read and know what I'm talking about, if I'm not making proper distinctions, I'd have a long, bad, a big struggle with somebody to prove to them. But right now, I'm not going to have no unnecessary struggle with anybody, because I'm coming forthwith, and using the historic proof, the record of government. What is government? Who established the government? Establish it with the solar calendar, the zodiacal calendar. Who did that? We're not talking about fucking ass right now. We are talking about civilized life and the civilized people that opposed to white people who come on and jump on the bus, at the back of the bus, and jump up and catching a ride. That's a different story. Okay? So, you're not going to be able to stand up and talk to me if I go deep into the bag and say, hey, this is where you're coming from. You're not able to stand up to this. And it means then you're out. You are out. And if you think you have authentic and legitimate grounds to stand on, and you don't have the history, you waste your time. You waste your time. Because you will never get gravity from what you are saying. Because you're into Bible and stuff like that, where I could tell you the best you have of Jesus Christ is that Jesus Christ was an African hybrid person in Palestine. Or if you want to say a black man. That's the best you're going to get. And what can you do with that? And your Jesus that you say you're in. And now you say, it doesn't matter to you what the color of Jesus is. Well, that black man was not a Jesus, you know. No, it's to say that he was a Jesus Christ. So how this story began with that African man, where they say he died between two seas and all that, write up this fancy story that they write, like, you know, the story is legitimate. Now, do you go from when they invade Palestine? Do you know when these white people invade Palestine? Do you know under what name they invade Palestine? You need to know all of that, right? Because before you start talking about Jesus died on a cross for you, you need to tell some background what led up to it. And if you can't do that, shut up your gold teeth mouth. Because the gold teeth cannot speak for you. And that's what it is. Look, I am a little man, like crying in the wilderness, as it were. Well, I'm not in a wilderness, really. I'm no John the Baptist. But listen to me. When I said these sodomite white people need to pack up and get out, first of all, they who say they are federal government, they who are running a federal government, they better hand over government to African leaders. Let them do what they always did. Leave them alone. And don't come here and, you know, and do your thing, your sodomite thing with us, because what you're going to get is some F5. You know. And now I wanted to say that here, since yesterday, my heart is full of joy. Really. My heart is full of joy because I know that as an African hybrid person, me coming out of church, I don't have anybody or anything to rely on but the gods and what they are noble for. And let me tell you why all of us, if we wish to honor the gods are not these faggots, spirit God in the Bible, who tell them to kill us and all that. Now let me tell you, in brief, these few things I'm going to read to you. I'm going to read to you from Zachariah Sitchin, book 5 of the Earth Chronicles. When time began, and he has Stonehenge in England, the place where, of course, these things that were established there for observational purpose. It's all, Zachariah is author of the Cosmic Code. This is all have to do with the prehistory of the gods who came here and do all the wonders up on earth. Here's the wonders that they have done on earth when they did it, when they began to do it, and when did they created the civilized human being. It was like about 250,000 years after they've been in South Africa. Okay? And this is a synopsis in the back of Sitchin's book. We'll tell you about when time began. And look, if you want to get solid knowledge about us and our creation, and not sodomite white people who carrying on their antics, because you see, their days are just about done. Yeah, just about done. Because if they don't have a legal right to be doing what they're doing, well, pretty soon they will know that, hey, you know, they need to get back into their cot. Really. Get back in their cot, because it's not going to prolong according to their plan. You know, it's really over for them, because it is now known throughout the world, and it's just a matter of the truth begin to boil, okay? And people begin to understand. These are fucking us, white people anyway. And they go everywhere, not one place, not two places, not three places. They just go anywhere we are and take it over without no problem at all from us. Except that we are displaced and we don't know to help ourselves. You see what I mean? Because there are so many of us go to the school that they set up, and they teach you the way that they want you to think, you know, that they will know all the good that they have done for themselves when they go from place to place for us, not their place. They never go nowhere of theirs. White people never established anywhere civilized 100,000 years ago and many thousands of years down the line. What, you tell me, what did white people establish, say, 12,000 years ago? Can you tell me? Since when they began to wear clothes, do you know? They weren't wearing none 100,000 years ago, because where would they get it from? How would they make it? What system of communication did they have? You read, they go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. When did they begin to talk? What caused them to talk? I say they began to talk by unnatural reason, cause, stuff they did. So they ain't gonna talk unless they can go into interbreeding, you see, and mess up with somebody else until today. See where the world is at here, and they say they're ruling it. Of course, since all of us turn idiots, it's time for the white people to rule. You get that? Yes, because go to Jamaica, and Jamaica has so many hundreds of Jamaican university graduates. Now, I don't go to a university school, but according to my head, I don't have to go to a university to talk about the things that I am saying here, because it's not, you know, it's not all that technical. It's just for somebody like me who is a person who think about stuff for what it is. I don't take away, I don't add. And I have a sense of relevance, right? And it's only that the gods to help my memory so I can hold things together. As long as my brain is old enough, you know, I'll be able to think logically and relevantly. And I am honest. There is no problem with me. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if we don't understand these grassroots type of things, it's not, we are not doing a favor to anyone. You see, we'll do a favor when we realize that the world knowledge that we have been given is under these white people. They're the one who come up and mess up our people and now decide that, oh, they're going to make a world, their sodomite world, and it constitute us. They will be bringing us into it. That's why they wrote that their sodomite culture now that they create is the culture for the African people too. That's why they say they're ruling us. Now, unless one of us come out and say, hey, get out of here. Get out. And give the jurisdictional reason, you see, and pull them up and say, wait a minute now, which species are you from? What species are you from? Oh, you look like African people and sound like them and doing a lot of things like them. Now, and it was not too long ago, 100,000 years ago, you could only make stone tools. That's what the history says. You can back out of that. How do you come to speak? And how do you get law to rule anybody? Moreover, you know, I mean, to rule yourself, moreover, to rule anybody else. Clearly, you will see that there is absolutely no motion made in world history to offer white people, European, any process to make them talk, because that has to do with your development, or you come into the world and what creator created you in the womb or any process. Clearly, they cannot come from wise sapien, because wise sapien came about late down 250,000 years ago. Do you understand that? I'm talking about principality. They don't come from, white people don't come from no principality, civilized principality. The only principality they come from is one that fuck ass and make stone tools. Okay? So how do they get to override kingship government? All right. So let me tell you the reason why I don't need any company. I don't need nobody to keep my company. I don't need nobody to instruct me, because guess what? Even the Bible will tell you that in reality, you don't need nobody to really teach you certain things apart from words and, you know, academic stuff. But otherwise, in transactional stuff, you really don't need nobody to tell you, because as long as you read properly and you function by words, it is a power that is given to us into our brain, the cerebrum and cerebellum. Think about that. Yes, we have the university of sort up there, the best university in the brain. Okay? So when these fucking ass, we don't have no lust for fucking anybody's asshole. Just tell it right. We don't have that in our species. And you must understand where white people's species come from. Almost 4 million years ago. That is far different. Far, far away different. And that the law the laws of what I call it taxonomic, the law, the biological law, what is given in evolution is under the gods, the evolution. Now, in that world that is, you know, have to be treated on a different scale from what I am telling you right now, is that when these white people, Homo erectus, interbreed with our subgroup, Neanderthals, it was wrong. And they were not guided by no science to decide whether it was a right thing or a wrong thing. They just want fuck, like, no, they don't want to know nothing about fucking ass, whether it's good or bad, or whether or not it will damage the other person. If you're constantly using their asshole that is not made up for your piece of iron tool in your appendage, they jump on our people and interbreed with them for like 40,000 years. Okay? Imagine, that's a heck of a long time. But these guys, I mean, how long now since they are in America now? 400 years. Well, that's a whole... No, so since they come in America and interbreeding up with us in America, how much have we changed from them, submitting to them, when looking back, we have been changing long before, you know, I mean, the instance of time that we are put into ships and sold as slaves. You know, I mean, these white people begin to change us a long time ago, because they were in Africa and doing some of it on us. And today, Africa is full of Christianity. It's not anything that has to do with polytheism. If anybody over there is polytheism, then they keep quiet instead of making a big noise about it, right? So somehow, the gods not going to get the praise and honor that they deserve, because we are afraid of Saddam fucking ass, Saddamite fucking ass, I mean, white people, who clearly not civilized enough to do anything for African people. They're not civilized, never, never will. You see, and now they're showing off their Saddamite power and stuff like that. You see what I mean? And say they have a look at the warships and stuff like that, and the technology that they are handling and stuff like that. You don't come up to these people and tell them nothing. But guess what happened? They underestimate the gods. They underestimate the gods. Because right now, like I tell you, all we need is to depend on the gods, really. That's all we need. And we don't need to, like, see God and talk to God, because they give us a brain to do every known thing we're supposed to do. We will realize things and see them and do them as we see them, and we are right. But to say, well, you know, sometimes you feel like you're to talk to a God, you know, and stuff like that, and associate with the God, like Zeus and so. And I have to just know that, well, you know, that's what our brain is for. They give us this brain to work for us in every given way, and it won't be any more than if you see a God naturally, like when they were here plenty on earth. You don't have to see nobody physically. If you know exactly what they are thinking, I mean, even people now that, you know, you deal with, sometimes people are able to pick up things from other people, though they are far apart. But when they think about the things that they have to do and stuff like that, it's like they are always on point with each other, right? So when you react because of certain things come to you that come to the other person, you know, you didn't act upon seeing them and they talk to you and tell you for the first time. No, you deal with what your perception tell you and your intuition, okay? And then when you all meet and you tell them what you did, you say, oh, you know, and I did the same thing too, you know? You are almost did it. My friends, what I'm trying to tell you is that we have an enemy to deal with. These white people who think that, oh, the world is theirs now and stuff like that. That's not true. The world that is theirs is Europe. Is Europe. And it don't bother me that they are saying that they have control over us. It doesn't bother me now because the situation has been happening for quite some time. And I have been getting acquainted with the situation. So the point is, I read and have a good sense of where it all headed. Okay? And why do I have a sense of comfort inside of me? And to just trust that is because of what I have read and have confidence in as a knowledge, not something that I don't know. Like if I were to believe in Jesus and I die and I am, you know, look for the resurrection and stuff like that from the grave and all that. And all these old bunch of nonsense that these white people read about what Jesus is going to do or what Jesus can do and all that. No, that's not the way it is. Look, I have evidence of things I read and observe to know that history is not false. Like your birth certificate. Your birth certificate, if you show me your birth certificate, your real birth certificate, I won't see my name on your birth certificate. Right? All right. So dynamic stuff like that. Everybody in the world have a birth certificate and stuff like that. And, you know, some people might want to knock that down by saying, well, you know, you don't know if they even register you right. I mean, do I care about that? No, that is something I wouldn't be care about. That. Who do you see going around and say that, you know, they are having problem with their birth certificate? Very seldom anybody might, you know, their parents write bad name and stuff like that. And we're not talking about those kind of stuff. I'm talking about the fact that you have a birth certificate that only carry you on it. So if they had any wrong entry on it, it doesn't invalidate your birth certificate. All you need to do is correct whatever be on there that need to be fixed. That's all. Right? So what I'm trying to say to you is I bear evidence of things as I read when I cannot bear evidence of the Bible God at all. I just see that if we are to depend on the God in the Bible, we would die without any kind of a help for anything. Because If the story is true about Adam and Eve, it would tell you which geography Adam and Eve was created on and how life go with them from there on. But we don't have none of that. Because these sodomite white people think they can write all those things and make up this kind of world that they have here now, called A.D. Anadamani, right? With things like 666 in it and all these other whole bunch of stories that they have about Jesus and John the Baptist. And none of these things are true. For us to believe these kind of stuff is damaging to our brain. And why now we are believing all these whole bunch of junk and we cannot see it's junk and nonsense. So not unless your mind go through a significant process of realization, you're not going to see nothing better than church. You see what I mean? All right. So I want to tell you now about the history. The world is a textbook. If you don't have any trust in the world is a textbook, you're in bad, serious trouble. Because though there are some things in the world is a textbook, the book in and of itself is perfect. But people like these white people who say they are this and they are that and like this world is their world and, you know, and they don't want us to think, they don't want the world to think that African people are the first civilized people. They are the first hominid. White people are the first hominid. Tell the truth. That never spoke. But we spoke as we were created by fertilization in vitro, in glass tube. That's right. It took a process with birth mothers to carry us to birth, but like about what, 9 months or something like that? Yes. But that's the process we go through. If we don't read and know for sure, these white people will ever use their tricks on us when all they want to do with everything else that they're doing, right? The greatest sex that they have is in the anus. And that's what they want to bring the world under. Okay? I hope you know that. So it won't be long now that they are going to be confronted. It won't be long. You see? They are going to be confronted. And every dime that they have, they're going to realize that it was never theirs. Because they don't have any authentic law to own anything they have right here in America. Yeah, because all you need to do is leave it to me. And you might think, that, well, he's not even an attorney and blah, blah, blah. Hey, all the attorneys you have in America only serve youth to this wrongly emulated government by sodomites that kill so many African people here. And you would like to say they have government? Where did they get the government authority from? I can tell you that it is in our history how we human hybrid ethnic people receive government authority, that Africa have been using before these white people show up to them and carry on their antics and they hand over authority to white people. Nobody on earth can give government rule to anyone saving the gods. And that was given to us long time ago. When they come here and decide not to recognize the government that our people were living under here, whichever way they were living, it's under the liberty and freedom government. That's all there is to it. And that's the government that set up civilized society on earth and ordained king to rule with deputies, right, in bicameral chamber. Listen, this is the fact. This is the truth. You see, and as long as it is represented, then there's nobody at all to challenge. It's none at all to challenge with. And these white people, you know, it begin to like feel in my system like, you know, I have had some perception and certain type of what we would call experience of things that reminds me of what I'm talking about now. And looking at this David and Goliath kind of a thing, scenario, right? They are so mighty, they are so this, they are so that. But when I ask them for AD and Adamani, that strikes. You know where that strikes? I won't tell you. But I'll tell you, that's what they depend on to rule. I'm coming and I'm saying, but that doesn't have any legal foundation at all. And what you write in the Bible about Jerusalem and Jesus has no bearings at all. You see what I mean? And the World History textbook doesn't have you in it like a civilized person. Okay? So it is not possible for you to bring your sodomy into every settlement African people is and talk about you have a government. Go up to Europe with it. And remember, you came to America with nothing. And you talk about you want to now participate into ruling the world. You can't participate into that. White people can't participate into some kind of a partial kingship government. They can't. And as a matter of fact, they don't identify with kingship government either. These are fucking ass idiots that never talk until they interbreed in violation our species. And that's what I have for them. And let them take that noose from around their neck. The one they use on us is all gone. But the noose of AD and Adamani, white people must tell us, you go in front of a judge, anywhere what you have some case, and you ask him about jurisdiction over you as an African in America. Because they're what they call authority with constitution. The constitution is never legal at all over African and in African territory. Okay? And what I'm trying to tell you, what we have out there as African people to rely on, it's the, just as how you read in Mesopotamia. And I could probably read some of that briefly to you. The Mesopotamian believed, B-E-L-I-E-V-E, believe in something, not nothing, okay? They believe. They believe in the power of in Mesopotamia, right? In Mesopotamia. Yes, in Mesopotamia. people believe in the power of the gods. And why? All right, let's see what they're going to tell us. All right, listen to this. How was religion important in Mesopotamia? Religion was central to Mesopotamians as they believed in divine, in the divine affected every aspect of human life. Think about what I'm trying to tell you. Think about what I'm trying to tell you, my friends. Mesopotamians were polytheistic. They worshipped several major gods and thousands of minor gods. When I tell you that gods were plenty in southern Africa, you get the affirmation. Even Google will tell you this as a fact because it is a renowned fact in history. Okay? Each Mesopotamian city, whether Sumerian, Arcadian, Babylonian, Assyrian, you hear these cities that are called, they are important. You don't hear anything about Europe, though. Right? We're talking about civilization on Earth. And who brings civilization here? Okay? Do you understand that? So I know that our brains are really damaged and affected with all kind of cracks in there and all these whole bunch of things about Jesus and apostles and God and angels and demons. But my friends, those things don't belong to African people. So the more we become come to the realization of really what we are to be affected by, we are going to be troubled and we are going to go down to the grave, don't know anything. And this is what I'm trying to tell you, that what we hear today must be affected by is what I am reading here to you. You will come up here and pose a question, and if you don't pose the question the right way, they will not make sense to you because they don't want us to know the question. Even when they could volunteer and help you with what you're trying to say, they're not going to help you because they don't want us to know the real truth, these white people. And they say they are government now. Unless we strip them of the government, continue to say they are government. You see what I mean? They are not government. And we have submitted to their principality where you have to go through immigration and all the things that they, and go to prison, go, you know, all this kind of stuff by them. And simply because Dr. King I don't hear him say none of these things. He speak against these people, but he doesn't come with the law. You see what I mean? He doesn't come with the law. Neither does people like the what they call Elijah Muhammad. He doesn't come with the law. He come with something, but not something for every single person to take upon their own self, the law, and execute it. And you become one people with the same knowledge, right? And you can have harmony by being with the same knowledge. But where we are here today, we don't have none of that. Neither one person nor two persons nor talk. Since I come along and I decide to like talk these things, I gradually break into it because I'm coming from out of the church system and had to grow, learning the right thing. So, and learn how to defend it. And this is what I'm trying to say to you now about our position right at this time, where the Christian church absorb all of the African people, just about almost all of us. Some of us are trying to get out. Some of us basically get out, but we don't have a structure. We don't have a political structure because we believe that these people take the place of our rule, and you don't even hear our people even say, well, then kingship law. They don't even say that. But they only know they are not a part of what's going on. So we need to come to where we understand this. Know that you don't vote them into office anymore, you know, beyond, you know, I mean, today now we are learning more and more. And the more we learn, is the better it is. When people who are business people, African business people, you ought to know you don't register your business with the white people government. You just don't. You just don't. And you won't find out until you decide to do it. Because when they may say, no, you cannot do it, you're breaking the city code and all this kind of stuff, then you tell them, say, no, you don't have that jurisdiction. Right? You can come here and make up a jurisdiction for us. Our government is written in the stars. From earth to heaven, Enki and Enlil are the sons of the gods of heaven and earth. They came here, right, back in the, like, the 3000 BC and held, celebrations. He and his spouse, you see me? And two. You don't come here and tell us that this is your place. No. This is the government here long before you start talking since the last 100,000 years. So you don't come here and tell us what to do. And then you just tell them, since you come here, how long did it take you to see a tornado? How long? And since you begin to see it, how frequently you see it? Now, you are the demons that here that the gods are driving out. In this time, you know, the process seems slowly, but nonetheless, you cannot deny that you have been seeing these forces, I mean, doing awful things that, you know, the African people who settled here for thousands of years, they don't see such wrath of the gods like what is being shown since you come here. They saw something that they could, I mean, talk about, like, in a very intimate way, but what we're seeing since your time is not something you consider intimate, all right? And that's the thing. I am telling you about what we hear today. What we have to think about and rely on. Know that these white people are not civilized to begin with. What I'm reading here about the civilized human beginning from 200,000 years ago to where we are here today. We are reading about how our civilization was built and spread, right, in the latter 3000 BC. Mesopotamia was the first civilization. Egypt, India, and China, those were the two, the four of them, okay? And they are telling you, and you don't read nothing about these white people doing anything, because at that time, over the last 100,000 years, they interbreed. They find out that they can talk now by the interbreeding with our species. So we begin to feel the heat a long time ago because of our ancestors' error in doing what they did. That we now are tainted with the virus of monkey blood. And the evidence is there in history that these white people come from monkey-like human upright walking. That's where they come from. After 2 million years, they go up into Europe. Come on, come on, come on. This is it, my friends. I'm telling you what the history says. Now, I do this little Google. They are the ones who is manning this Google stuff. And they must be catching, you know, trying to like, I don't know, they must be frightened out of their wits to hear the things that are coming to their ears, and they find out that, you know what? This is something that they cannot arbitrate anything here. This is not Africa that they'd go to and was able to go and overthrow a king on the African, you know, agreement with them. And until this day, Africa don't say a word about killing Gaddafi. These white men can kill any white people. You hear what I'm saying? Now, the truth don't allow me to be afraid of these people. You see what I mean? No matter what they to do in this situation, you know, maybe look shelter for themselves. Go to the mountains up at Europe and tell the mountains to fall on them. Because guess what? They're out of hand in a way that nobody needs to do nothing for them. We need to begin to, reenact our government, kingship, and live the life we are supposed to live. We have all the information here. We need to just get rid of these honest fucking white people who think everywhere we live is theirs. And I am here to, like, tell them, you're wrong, bad. You know, I mean, that is like fucking dogs or fucking man's ass. That what you are thinking and talking. What I'm telling you is our civilization. That don't include you. So now get your fucking ass out of our places where we come and settle so long ago. And you come in here with what? Imperial colonialism. You don't know what you're talking about. You are never civilized, never will be. And you are as civil as you are because you defile our blood. Okay? So, I am telling you now, we don't need to be afraid of them because we have the record here to prove that we have strayed away from these kind of, we're our ancestors. Sumerian. In Mesopotamia, he talks about religion. He don't talk about church. He said religion was, mean the way they were back then, is the way we supposed to be today. Okay? Religion was central to Mesopotamians. They began to write history for us, for the entire world, not white people then, who are never civilized at all and coming from apes. They come in from apes, a different species from us. But we don't find out yet because they don't think we realize that the Neanderthals don't belong to their species at all. You see, but I read the world history textbook and it tells me. We are a strange and different species from hominid, and it's in the World History Textbook. And isn't that wonderful to know? Yes, because outside of that, you know, these guys are going to control us. They can't control us now when we know the truth. They don't have no part to deal with religion at all. They make up a church. That alienate them from us in and of itself. Just that. Plus everything else. So religion was central to Mesopotamian as they believed the divine effect. As they believed the divine effect every aspect of man's life. Okay, and I did not read that out properly. Religion was central to Mesopotamians, as they believed the divine effect aspect. See, my eyes need to focus more now. Yes, so religion was central. And why was it central? Because it affects their entire existence, their civilized existence. So these Mesopotamians, way back 6,000 years ago, you know, it was central. The religion was central to Mesopotamian, as they believed the divine effect, every aspect of human life. The divine mean it represents the gods, the Elohim. Isn't it good to come into knowledge of the divine gods that these white people are trashing today, by whom they come to have a chance at even violating a product that the gods created for them to talk? Just think about that. Because they were around for like 3 to 4 million years, and they were not able to do any of this. Now, but it is the account of the gods, and there you can go to Africa and see the place. Talk to Michael Challenger, Joe and Annie, and a group of scientists that go into South Africa, and research a piece of land occupied by the gods for the time they've been here, mostly mining gold and other things. And you will see what I am talking about here today, and including the World History Textbook, where you can get good reference from, show you that the civilization in the world today is don't include white people. It does not include them. But if you just tell them it doesn't include them and don't explain to them, they won't know what you're talking about, right? So therefore, you have to have the historic record to knock them out and let them go back where they come from. Leave us alone. You know, see what I mean? And if they don't leave us alone, they don't expect us to take up weapons after them, because that, we don't consider that. We have what is more lethal and more final than all the weapons that they have. Maybe that, not only if they want to like kill everybody one time. You see what I mean? And that is left up to, you know, whether or not they can overrun or usurp the power of the gods and what the gods want to happen on this planet, right? So if they want to get destroyed, you know, all at once, the gods are able to do that. The gods can do anything they want. These sodomites, they're doing their time, and their time is up now. But what I want to tell you is I don't have any fear because of this. The record that tells us how we develop, let's say, this is one of the juncture that we can use, right, and develop a good sense, a good wholesome sense of who we are, where we are coming from, and where we are going. The end of the Neolithic Age, between 4000 and 300 BC, new developments began to affect the Neolithic towns in some areas. It was a gradual thing. The use of metal marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. This is letting you know that the way we were living on a lower level, the gods was preparing now to rise, give us a rise in the kind of life that they want us to live. It don't have anything to do with European hominids, nothing to do with that. And it goes on, and it tells you we come on down to the Bronze Age, like 3000 to 1200 BC, and tells you the Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, had set the stage for major changes to come. And the change don't affect these sodomites, hominid species, up in Europe. All right, because where it's gonna begin to tell about how things began to go in the Bronze Age. It says, at first, Neolithic settlements where the African people live, it's not Europe, had been hardly more than villages, right? So it's a little step up the villages, Neolithic settlement. Yes, the Neolithic settlement was hardly more than the villages that was, you know, before. As the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex complex societies. You see that? So the progress of the African hybrid ethnic people who were created, say 200,000 years ago or so, that's who this book is talking about. And that's all at all. It has nothing to do with these white people and the things that they were doing on the side, killing and stealing from the African people. You see what I mean? Because by then, we were spread out, you know, several places and doing things. But it is showing the level of life that we were living in was changing here. And it goes on to say that as their wealth increased, it tells you, as the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex societies. So remember, what the mentioning of iron, metal, remember what it says about society. And remember that these white people been up in Europe 1.5 million years up to the time that we are talking here. What did they do? Just make stone tools and light a fire. They can't talk. They don't have communication. They have nothing. They don't wear clothes. There's nothing civilized. So think about what I'm telling you. As their wealth increased, it's not talking about European wealth. So just remember to screen them out of world history. And the fact that they are not in world history, it means that they are hominid breed. They are not sapien. They want to tell you, it's nice to mingle with sapien people. No. It was not a good thing. So whichever way it happened, I don't have a biography or nothing like that, but the history that conveys it shows that there is miscegenation that went on between these people. And these people now are we looking at, they interbreed first with Neanderthals. They did it for like about 40,000 years. And that has caused a transition or, you know, a redo of who these hominids are with their ape-like faces. They get rid of that with the Neanderthals for 40,000 years. They start looking like human beings. You see what I mean? And it sets them up to talk next strike that they make with the sapien ethnic hybrids who has the blood of the gods. When they did it with the Neanderthals is only a sapien. Okay? But they cannot talk. Okay? But they're good looking. And that's what these guys did, go make friends with them and start making children with them. Children that now talk. And that was the end of us because it was not supposed to happen. And therefore, the blood that we have is no longer connecting us with God because we are defiled. You see what I mean? And defiled, the effect of defilement means that we don't think and communicate like we used to. So call that the fall of men? Yes. Is the talking serpent did it? The talking serpent. Okay. That overthrew Eve. That make her eat the fruit. They're talking about sex here, right? These white people are writing this. And they're not telling you they are the ones that did the defiling. So they put it on to a serpent, a talking serpent. It's them. They're talking about themselves. But no. And it is the most important thing now for us to know. There was no talking serpent that God made in the garden. They're lying. These white people are lying. And it's the reason why you see them monkeying around the way they do today and look like they're talking and take the space of a civilized person. This is telling us that, you know, it's not going to be easy to fix our problem because it's a mental one, most of all. You know, it may be biological in a certain degree, but the worst of it is what affects our brain. But these white people are who cause African people to be worthless today and not in control of earlier life. So when we read about, you know, the Mesopotamian and what they thought about the gods, we will have to come get out of the Holy Ghost kind of stuff. What these white people put in a Bible and kill us with on the day of Pentecost. Each time you say you feel with the Holy Ghost and all that, you confirm that you're not mentally well. That's a fact. You see, you must get good sense from knowing the history about your creation and live that way like the Mesopotamians. Otherwise, you're going dead and perish. Your spirit won't have no life to live and associate with divine effect. You see what I mean? So each Sumerian city, He says Mesopotamian were polytheistic. They worshipped several major gods and thousands of minor gods. That's true. It's in the record. Everything about what happened in South Africa and in Mesopotamia and all around is true. Physical appearance of higher beings. In every way, they are immortal. They are immortal, which means they live forever, as it were. Okay? And if they dead, they can resurrect themselves and all them kind of things, right? So when we are, you know, when we are mixed with the God's blood, it's a great thing to have. That is, that supersides everything. It raises the human development to the highest form. Paragon. You know what I mean? Set of human beings. When they are coming from ape-like and come mingle blood with us, oh, that's it, my friend. If we don't realize and purge ourselves, we will never come back to who we are supposed to be. Now, if I'm strange, well, that's the only thing that can make me strange. It's because I have found out. And I don't want no part of these sodomite white people who I know where they are coming from and now want us to fuck at all. Now, we don't have any reason to do that. And for them to use their phony law about they have jurisdiction, of course, all we need to do is just tell them, say, no, get out. And then I'm coming around to the power that we have around us. So it goes on to tell you that what we are and what we and how we must behave. Since we are violated and not able to think or know the things we're supposed to know, we are psychologically blind, really. Yes. He says, each Mesopotamian city, whether Sumerian, Akkadian, Babylonian, or Assyrian, these places, mark them because they are important. To let you know, it has nothing to do with Europe, jurisdiction at all. Law and order is made up under us. Provision for us, not them. Okay? But the interbreed is what is the problem. If we don't understand it and treat this for us to get back in line with our creation, then we won't mean anything. Okay? Whether Sumerian, Akkadian, Babylonian, Assyrian had its own patron gods or goddesses. So, it doesn't matter who may patronize certain gods. All of these gods are relevant to us because they are superior being and we are below them. You see what I mean? So, there's no way white people can fit in to the position that African ethnic people are fit in. Neither do they have any jurisdiction at all to move in on any territory with us. None. You know what I mean? And especially over the past years, the kind of stuff that they have done, there's just no way. Now, you could see, like, long time ago when they would say, come to America and visiting and carry on like they want to be like good people to us. And then later you find out that's not what they were about. You see, from they do the interbreeding and start to talk, they see that they have, like, as it were, perfect control to do what they want to do with us. And this is exactly what I'm trying to say to you here. All right. So you see, when I say to you, ask the question, in Mesopotamia, people, people believe in the power of the gods. And why? So I just read it here. What these people as a whole, what they knew to be the truth. Okay? And so, now that I tell you that, I could go on a whole lot more, but time is not going to allow me. Now, let me tell you the reason why is that the connection between us and the gods and what has caused us to not be in unity with the God, unless you come back to your right mind, this was the relationship. We're coming out of the Neolithic period. And it's the time when serious things are going to happen, like using metal, and it tells you what it does. A new level of human control over the environment and its resources. Remember, the white people, they never have no control over their Europe, except they make stone tools. So what is being talked about in the world history textbook here is describing African people and how we will raise our society or the world above where it's at. Okay? Now, white people came and jumped on the bandwagon by interbreeding and start carrying on antics. Begin to get education from our institution and everything. So it goes on to say, by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, India, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Now, listen to this. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. Let me ask you a question. This is from the World History Textbook, National Geographic, edition 2004. Do you think anything that I have read include anybody else? The uncivilized hominid. White people are uncivilized by virtue of that they are they come from, they originate from, all the ape family there. That's where they come from. And more clearly, in the World History Textbook, the science people call them the flat-faced man of Kenya. That's where they're coming from. We don't need to argue nothing else. But just know that these white people have no right to carry out the kind of action they do. But, hey, they fucking ass. They have a sense of doing things and taking control. So they're taking control. And Africa, African government, become their first victim. And that's why we are without an established government today, executing it kingship by the gods. You see what I mean? So now, from here on now, it tells you that this would lead to a whole new pattern for human life. So all of what he says up here about the use of metal mark the new level of human control over the environment and its resources. It never include white people. It does not include fucking ass white people, I say. So how they come now to have military and ruling the world and can kill any African people? They have reason why they want to kill Gaddafi. Now, why no other African leader didn't want to kill Gaddafi, but these fucking ass hominid ape-like hominid human. Now, but they want to kill Gaddafi because they think their fucking ass give them power. And because Africa will not say anything what they do, so their decision to kill Gaddafi is all right. No, it wasn't all right. Africa gone into the rabbit hole. But you can't kill the power that established Gaddafi. And Gaddafi seems he doesn't know what to tell them either. You see what I mean? He couldn't be dominant over them because if their eye was open, they would know that, look, all Africa must unite under the same power, the same divinity. You can't throw it away and think that it's only people of long ago functioned by the gods. We here too today. But if you decide, you turn democracy and all them kind of fucking ass, I mean, kind of a function there, then you're over with. You're over with. You will never be a part of the God's way and work. You see what I mean? You're going to stay there and be Christian and shout hallelujah and praise the Lord, you know, in the name of Jesus. That's what you're going to do. And Jesus, just know that, never exists. Is a sodomite character. That's what you're dealing with. Okay? Now, I try to, like, show you the reason why I have no fear. And one of the powers of the gods, I am in love with, is the tornadoes. You know, I mean, if one of them scrape me up or something like that, I mean, it's all fine with me. No joke about that. But listen, whilst I'm alive, I have the opportunity to watch them in action and look at the devastation and make sure that mostly the angel of death into those winds, you know, you don't see them, but they are there, man. They know to steer these winds. And let me tell you something. I know that the gods will have mercy on some of us because they know we don't know no better. But the white people, if they are being feared in some of those winds, well, the gods know why they're feared. You know what I mean? And I could see reason why some white people, they're not really fucking ass. I would imagine some of them don't fuck ass. But I don't know, you know, if all of them do it. But I know it is widespread in their culture. They are a renowned culture for that. So any don't do it is exception. And I leave that all open, that, you know, that space door open, that some of them may not be, right? But they are still with the culture and enjoying everything what the culture does. Okay? So they might consider themselves lucky to be here and they're this and they're that and stuff like that. But I'm saying no. They don't belong here. But just as before when we would allow them to stay and share land and stuff like that and we'd be good to them, now it's not that time. That time is passed away. Because they have gone too far in, you know, defying the work of the gods and defying the gods themselves that they know exist and know the goodness of the gods. And now they're killing us, taking our lives, like our lives is not important. No. So now I am telling you that we have the right to set, you know, and to appeal to the gods, to, you know, get rid of them, get rid of white people, you see, and especially those that have contributed to our demise today are still after us. Get rid of them, okay? We don't want them in our territory. If anybody is in our territory, they cannot be our enemies. Okay, and that's what it's about. 2 days ago, we have the tornadoes, you know, and this like make the second time now I am getting report of multiple tornadoes. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't be happy more. I really can't be happy more because look, I mean, I know I couldn't go out and try to fight with these people. And nothing is provided, no way is provided for me to go out there and fight with them physically. No. And the gods tell, you know, it is all laid out here. I mean, the Sumerians tell you what they know and what happened into the land of Samaria. A lot of things happened there. And more explanation as to what happened there, why they know that the effect of the divine, you see, affect every aspect of human life. You see, and they are always appealing to us to understand who they are. Okay? They're not like us. They are making us
in the human family like them. And we are the chosen ones. If you want to know who are the chosen ones, it's not no Jews. It's not no Gentile. It's none of those old bunch of nonsense. It's the common ethnic people who are hybrid by the virtue of the blood of the gods that makes us hop our characteristics. So when you defile us, it's a big loss. So I'm telling you now, we have emergence of civilization. We have the culture. We are a culture. We belong to one culture, whether we are diverse subgroups, but we are the same culture, centrally. In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life as we have seen early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. As human societies grew and became more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization came into being, my friends. And then it goes on to tell you different about the six or so characteristics of civilization. Think about when I say to you, when did civilization came on earth? This is something that we must read the next paragraph to that, maybe next time. But it tells you of the different characteristics of a civilization. It has nothing to do with white people, Europe, and their sodomy. Nothing at all. So when they come among us, you got to understand what situation we are putting ourselves in. We don't get along with our gods in the first place. We even believe into them talking about talking serpents and the gods of the God of the Bible. You see what I mean? That nobody cannot find where he put Adam and Eve on any geography. Simply because they know that Adam and Eve came from Africa. They know that. Now, go on to the rise of cities. City is created by the gods, not by these sodomite white people. And the growth of government, again, is government has been on earth before we were created. The gods, kingship rule, because it's the government in Nibiru where they came from. Now, take on this. I'm talking about the world literature textbook that is telling me all this. It's not a Bible. Okay? This is about real stuff, the growth of government. And it tells you everything here about the growth of government. Okay? And ruled by a king. They won't come in here and putting about monarch. It's not by no monarchs. They write all these things in the world literature textbook because they are, spinning us off the frequency when they do these things. It's king that rule. All right. The role of religion, and this is what I want to tell you, what we have here, why I don't, that I rely on. Listen to this. The role of religion, important religious development, also characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature. That's what I've just read to you about the divine power and what the Mesopotamian people talk about. You see, it says that's what we are taught by our ancestors as we go along. You see, all of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature performed by the gods all the time, whether we see them or not. And the fact of their own existence, our existence, we must know that you can't mingle us with white people, and they are doing everything to demean our knowledge, diminish our knowledge, that we are not who we think we are, then what are they doing among us? Why do we have wealth for them to come and steal and take theirs? You see what I mean? Now, this is what blasts them out. Now, gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. And it goes on with a little more. And it goes on to tell you about the new social structure. It has nothing to do with the white people. So what they come up and talk about AD and Adamani, no. Before Christ, who were existing there? Religion. Religious people, not church. Mesopotamian is telling you that. So why are we stooping down to these fucking white, mentally ill sodomite people? Why? Because we don't know. From they come and infect our brain 100,000 years ago, we are not the same anymore. Now, we can come back if we learn and purge ourselves. Now, I tell you what I have to tell you, okay? The workings of the forces of nature, and think about what's going on out there yesterday and today. I'm glad. I am glad because they need to find out that I am for real, all right? Now, so I told you, and this is the last piece. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances, such as the metal I told you about ago, as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Anybody out there, abstain from this? Now, that's what we have to take on. The robe of righteousness, my friend. Religious righteousness. The divine nature that is in the blood that we get. Not Jesus' blood. In this extraordinary documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the event that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. My friends, this is the other piece of information I want you to embody into what I had to tell you today. And also, I had more, but I will hold it. But we have here a chapter, like chapter 8 of this book, The Adam, a Slave Made to Order. And we have the history for that, prehistory, from the tablets, right? And then it tells you everything about how we were created, you see? And the process that it went through, it's a long and well-delivered narrative, all right? Really, it is, you see, that's what they are using the Adam and Eve in a garden and lying about, you know, you cannot find the garden of Eden with God, like God hide that from us. No, read it in this book. And this book is called Genesis Revisited, okay, by Zachariah Sitchin. This book, and I'm telling you, if you really want to get a good knowledge, and a well-round knowledge of who we are, African hybrid people are. We are not called ethnic people for nothing. You understand that? Get hold of the book. If you don't have it, it's the reason why I purchased this book long ago when I am in search of really, this is exactly what I needed to know. Because when I get the truth and nobody can refuse it, this is civilized, certified world history information about us. Come on. Was I to pass this up? No. Not when I can handle this. You know, I couldn't handle the Bible. No. Too much nonsense in the Bible. No, I don't have anything here that I think about weak. Yeah, you know, have a weak, you know, way about it. I do not. Here, this next portion, verse, this is the 10th. When wisdom was lowered from heaven. My friends, you don't know what you're missing if you don't read this information here. This is not roadside or immature authorship that get these information at a time when, you know, a lot of African people would go through a lot of things, probably can't find it because these folks are blocking every way they can. You see, that even Africa, they don't want us to visit South Africa, these faggot white people here, because guess what? Africa make them have control over immigration. Imagine that. And I'm telling you, these people don't come from nowhere to get this kind of a power. No. I have the last piece now that I hope I can read it read it out and for you to understand it. This is the theme of the show, really, and I have, you know, not enough time to end it. But let me see if I can get it on. Uncivilized Bible, gay iconic patriot of white man, Jesus, distributed worldwide. The Bible, it's distributed worldwide. I mean, imagine a book like a Bible is the bestseller. No, that's ironic. You don't know what it is until you really know that the Bible is not serving your purpose at all. I mean, bad condition. How painting of Jesus as a white man was distributed around the world by Emily MacFarlane. Religion News Service, June 25, 2020. Chicago, the first time the Reverend Letty Moses Carr saw Jesus depicted as black. She was in her 20s, felt weird, Carr said. Until that moment, she had always thought Jesus was white. Yeah. At least that's how he appeared when she was growing up. Mm-hmm. A copy of Warner E. Solomon's Head of Christ painting hung on her home, hung in her home, depicting a gentle Jesus with blue eyes turned heavenward and dark blonde hair cascading over his shoulders in waves. The paintings, which has been produced a billion times, came to define what the central figure the central figure of Christianity look like for generations? That's terrible. You know, that we live under this, which is a hoax, man. It's terrible. Generation of Christians in the United States. Pity I didn't know that all along. And beyond, in the United States and beyond, these sodomite white people take up all of where we live like it is theirs, man, and pretend that they are not gay anymore. That kind of a picture that they're painting, you know, like they're not gay anymore. But they don't wear clothes as hominids. They never wear clothes for millions of years. Come on, man. It's since they made us. And it's a breeding, and now they're taking over everything, man. Come on. No. So it goes on. How the Bible is spread out and make this thing like it's real. For years, Salman's Jesus represented the image of God, said car and director, administrative support staff for First Baptist Church of Glenarden in Maryland. When she grew up and began to study the Bible on her own, she started to wonder about what painting and the message it sent. It didn't make sense. It did not make sense that this picture was of this white guy, she said. Carr is not the first to question Smallman's image of Jesus and the impact it has had on only theology, but also on the wider culture. As protesters around the United States tear down suits of Confederate heroes, the demand on accounting and demand unaccounted, unaccounting, they said, Confederate heroes and demand unaccounting for the country's long legacy of racism. Some in the church are asking whether the time has come to cancel what is called white Jesus. But nobody now paid that any attention, including Smallman's framed painting. It's time for that. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. We're getting to that. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I was packed with stuff today, and bless you for tuning in and make the best of, you know, what you hear. And remember, we only have so much time to live out this time, you know, of the universe. And if we behave and follow these white people, man, they don't want us to live the life, the rich life that we have. You see, they want to lead us like they are a god in themselves, a god of a D world. All right. And so I leave it up to you and hope that we will do another edition. I really like this show today. Take good care.